There's so much potential.
Liars.
You don't represent women in politics.
Fucking talking points.
Celebrity interviews, uplifting stories.
Bullshit.
Shop our favorite.
Where's that independent guy?
What makes a police officer choke someone out in broad daylight who's crying for the mother who's telling them that they can't breathe?
Yep. Got it. It's the king of independent talk. America's only independent voice. Rob Redding.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Redding, for being the voice of the voiceless, man. You're very important.
You know, people say that racism comes from a construct of not being educated. I don't think any of those things are actually the answer.
Where's my Twitter?
You know that I'm enjoying the show this morning. What is your name again?
We need to be listening to your voice and your station at drive home time.
I've just recently learned about the radio show, and you're on it.
The gloves are off, and Mr. Nice Guy has left the damn building. He's the baddest bisexual in talk history. This is Rating News Review, Unrestricted.
This is Rating News Review, which is now representing America's independent voice, giving press the news, and sitting over this show, top on this show, the fear. This is Rating News Review, Unrestricted. Welcome to the program. Yes, I can go back on the subway. I am so happy. Really, I can go back on the subway and be inherently unsafe in New York City. This is the city that doesn't sleep. This is also the city that doesn't catch terrorists that are riding the line or even people that are trespassing, i.e. jumping over turnstiles, which I've done quite a few times. And they can't even catch people doing that. And there are thousands, what, about 3,000 police officers they've actually added to them in the subway system. It's very clear that they don't know what they're doing, and the New York Police Department is not as good as everybody makes it out to be. And I also have to mention, they caught this man because he definitely has a date with death as a result of going to McDonald's, which is the worst food that you could eat. He was spotted at a McDonald's by a Crime Stopper who wants the $50,000, and he then walks out, and then they finally find him walking down the street in Manhattan. I'm laughing because it's just shows you how shabby the police work has been in this, given that it's a black man. But, you know, it is very interesting. You know, I knew they were going to catch him. They catch every black assailant that they're after. They seem dumbfounded when it's someone white. So they're so brilliant always that this person's got such a beautiful mind and they're so brilliant and I don't know why we can't catch him and he's been on the run for 20 years. You know, come on. This society that we're in majors in locking up and being punitive to black folks, i.e. Will Smith and this person here. Look, I'm not going to go into a lot of what everybody else is going into, but I do have some musings about this guy. I'm not going to give him a whole lot of press. I'm not even going to say his name. I'm going to treat him like a school shooter, okay? And the reason why I'm going to treat him like a school shooter is because I don't want repeat offenders, all right? And I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go ahead and go to High Yeller Holt to the day. He's at the news desk, and he has the news about how all of a sudden this guy could have possibly committed a hate crime, which I told you yesterday, because I said all I saw were Asians that were shot. Everybody said there were all types of people shot on this line, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't know about that. Every single picture I saw had Asians in it. So I don't know what people are talking about when they say that. And the end line, like I said, it's a very Asian line. All right, so let's go to the camera here to High Yeller Holt and see what he has to say over the news desk at NBC.
Police have arrested the suspected shooter from yesterday's Brooklyn, New York subway attack following a massive manhunt. The suspect is 62-year-old Frank R. James. Officials say the suspect put on a gas mask and set off a canister that filled a subway car with smoke before opening fire on passengers, injuring at least 23 people, 10 of them hit by gunfire at the height of New York City's rush hour yesterday. Let's bring in NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams. Pete, what can you tell us?
Well, according to our affiliate WNBC in New York, Lester, the police were alerted through a tip to their Crime Stopper system of a possible sighting of Frank James in the East Village of New York. A short time ago this afternoon, the police responded and an arrest was made at St. Mark's and First Avenue in that part of Manhattan. The suspect was taken to the local police precinct, and we're told by several law enforcement officials that they believe that it is Frank Robert James, the man that they have been seeking for the shooting in the subway, that apparently he did have some identification with him when they made the arrest. And of course, in addition to the physical description and the photos that the police department released last night. Now, Lester, last night when you were reporting on Nightly News, the police were calling him a person of interest. And then this morning, the New York City mayor said he was a suspect. And the key factor in changing that is a trace done by alcohol, tobacco, firearms and explosives of the weapon that was used in the subway shooting. ATF was able to determine that the gun that was left behind at the crime scene, the one that apparently jammed, was the weapon that fired the shots, and that Frank James bought that weapon 11 years ago at a pawn shop in Columbus, Ohio. That was one key piece of evidence that moved him from person of interest to suspect. The second, of course, is the fact that there was a U-Haul van. The keys were left behind at the shooting scene, in addition to a credit card that was used to rent the van. That van was located last night, as you reported on Nightly News, not far from the subway system, not far from the station that was involved in the shooting. It appears that Frank James spent the night, slept in it last night. Authorities say they found some table, a table, some chairs, some foam rubber padding in that van. And then early this morning, around 6 o'clock, he apparently got out of the van, entered the subway system, and was on the subway system for at least an hour, possibly 2 hours, before finally opening fire on the N Line train as it headed into the 36th Street station. And it's even possible, Lester, authorities are investigating whether he actually used the subway system to get away, because there's video that shows him using a Metro card, a fast scanning card that you can use to get through the turnstiles into the subway system. The video shows him using that, and there's some indication that that Metro card was used again yesterday after the shooting. So it's possible that he used the subway system to escape from the very shooting that he carried out on the subway, although that still remains under investigation. It's been a very fast-moving investigation. Lots has been learned about him, about the fact that he has had really no fixed address for the last year or so. He lived for a time in Pennsylvania, then in Wisconsin. It was in Pennsylvania that he rented the U-Haul van and also had a storage unit, which he then closed down just before coming into New York. He's apparently born in the New York City area, born in the Bronx, but relatives have said he's never really had a long-term job. And another factor is he left behind or has posted several social media postings, several YouTube videos that are full of hate, concern about crime, criticism of the mayor, racist rants, and lots of rambling. And that's one thing that federal authorities and state authorities are looking at as they consider what charges to file here, Lester. There are, of course, the possibility of attempted murder, state charges that could be filed in New York. But we're told that the federal government is also considering filing charges of its own, possibly hate crime charges. There are federal statutes that involve that make it a crime to try to inflict damage or harm people on trains. And that could give federal jurisdiction, as well as the firearms, moving into a firearm in interstate transportation. So lots of options for charges that could be filed today. And that whole process may now move up, now that he appears to be under arrest, Lester.
You heard it there. You heard it there. You heard it there. Hate crime? Wow, that's the first time they've heard that word on the network ringing through the NBC newscast, is hate crime is possible. What to charge this guy with? You know, initially they said it's not a terrorist act. You know what that means? That this person's not intelligent. He's a black man, 5'5", heavy set. He's wearing a vest that looks like he's a construction worker, and we don't know where he is. That's all we heard. Okay, basically, this guy's not intelligent. He did this for no reason. This is what niggas do. They get on train cars and they shoot up people for no reason. This is what niggas don't do that. As a matter of fact, he was the exact opposite of a nigger. He was the exact opposite. He talked about how he hated niggers. Now, this is the same Chris Rock line. I love black people, but I hate niggers. That's what Chris Rock said. And maybe he was really on the Chris Rock bender because, you know, he had a lot to say about Will Smith, too. We're not going to really get into that, but I will tell you this. What people said about this guy is that he hated black people, which was it. I had to read this with great interest. I did not post this story because it's not true. He hated black people. No, he hated niggers. And most black people that I know hate niggers, too. Most black people that I affiliate with hate niggers, too. Now, you know, you say, Rob, I don't hate niggers. Like, I don't like you saying that word. I don't like you saying it in that way. But for white folks love to, you know, say that this guy hated niggers. As a matter of fact, they've left his YouTube up to try to say, you know, he's disparaging black people. He doesn't like white people either, by the way. Just in case you're wondering, he doesn't like white people. He doesn't like really anybody who's not black and educated and thinks like himself, like a lot of people. He sounds like a talk radio listener, doesn't he? He sounds just like a talk radio listener. He sounds like a conspiracy nut as well, saying that there's going to be a hate, you know, hatred boiling over in the United States, and there's going to be a race war. And after Ukraine, the war in Ukraine, they're going to say, you know what, we're going to up and get rid of niggas. He could actually be right. He could actually be a spark for a hate crime and a race war that would be perpetuated against black people in a genocide as a result of what he did in the subway, because he has definitely heightened the attentions on black men and how we're are a feral bunch, especially the talk radio listening bunch, and how they could be so unhinged, black folk. You know, these niggers, they could be so unhinged because we're all niggers to them. All right, which he's absolutely right about. We all supposedly should be in slavery. We all supposedly are subhuman. We all are no good for their daughters or their sons or anyone, period. We should not be on the face of the earth. We're not even to be seen at this point. We've already done our bidding. We've already done their bidding. We've already done what we were supposed to do for them. We built the country. Now get the hell out of it. Go back to where you came from. Remember, back to Target, unwrapping racism. Any black person coming in is an invading force. Any black person coming at them is an invading force. Remember, I told you, I pushed back on this narrative that, you know what, hate is just something that white people do because they're uneducated. But if they have more black friends, then they're better. Not necessarily. White people that have black friends don't like them behind their backs, think that they don't work as hard, think that they're not as smart, and he's everything he said, it was right about this. So when I saw this report about how it was this black guy, he doesn't really like black people, you know, he says he doesn't like niggers, and this is the way white folks think. And so this is because he uses this language, right? All of a sudden, people are like, oh, he doesn't like black people either. No, he's like Chris Rock. I like black people, Chris Rock said, but I hate niggas. Niggas. Boy, I like black people, but I hate niggas. That's what Chris Rock said. I can't do a good Chris Rock. But the point is that's what this man believed, okay? So he talks about this. And, you know, I'm with him on this, but that doesn't mean I want to go shoot up a train or an airplane or anything else. That does mean that I will continue to be not a nonviolent Negro, though. That means that I will continue to say that if I need to, I will kill a motherfucker, because if they come for me or come for my family, they come at me with a gun, a Glock, whatever, I'm going to defend myself. I believe in violence. Violence works. However, I don't believe in just going to go kill people indiscriminately, and that's the difference between he and I. Okay, I don't like Eric Adams either. He doesn't like Eric Adams. He doesn't like the mental health system. I don't like the mental health system. I don't think the mental health system does what it needs to do for black people specifically, or anybody for that matter, especially homeless people don't need to be in the mental health system. They need to have housing. That's what they need. So there are many systems within New York, which he's from the Bronx, as you heard. He is right about it failing people. He's also right about an impending possible race war. That's all right. There's nothing that he's saying that's crazy except the fact that he went to a subway and tried to kill people. Now, the question is which people did he try to kill? Did he try to kill any black people? Did he shoot any black people? Maybe he inadvertently shot one or two. But I can't find them. As a matter of fact, the person that was speaking on CNN, which I still find a little mysterious, I said this the other day, I'll say it again today, where he was literally filming him and a man says to him, hey, stop filming. I still find that strange. Does anybody else find that strange? He was a black guy. As far as I know, he was a black guy. He lived to tell about it. Doesn't seem like he was shooting black people. All right. He might have been shooting everybody who's non-black, but he doesn't seem to have been shooting black people. I'd have to see the victims. I don't know they're racist. But if they're talking about hate crime charges, what does that tell you? You tell me. I don't know. I'll give you some time to think about it. Okay, fuck. Time's up. He was probably targeting people that are not black. Okay? That's what he was probably doing. Maybe some black folks got shot, killed, or hurt, or actually nobody got killed yet. But were injured or trampled as a result of the shooting, but I don't know whether he was targeting black people. Again, everything I saw was Asians that were shot. Everything I saw, but they kept saying, "Oh, it's not any one MO." Again, where are hate crime charges coming from? Where are they coming from? Where are they coming from? Somebody tell me like I'm two. Like I'll listen. I'll shut up. I'll wait. Now, let me just also say that this is a very cautionary tale. A very cautionary tale for the people out there who are talk radio listeners, because this means that we will become targets and talk radio folks, because we are the outliers, right? Most of us are intelligent Negroes. We like to know things. We like to have the section of things. You want to hear me talk about the things. You want to think about those things. And maybe sometimes you push back and say, "Rob, you're not right," or "Rob, you're absolutely right about what you said." Most of you, when you push back, you say, "Rob, you're absolutely wrong," or "You're absolutely right." It's either hot or cold. There's no in between that I ever get. It's either yes or no. We agree with you. Yes. No, we don't agree with you. It's very simple. There's not, kinda agree with what you said. No. But these are the people, the type of people that listen to talk radio. These are the type of people that will now be targeted. And unfortunately, for what he does, he is going to up the scrutiny. And he's clearly not doing this for no reason at all. He's doing this because he himself wants to shoot some people before he goes out, before the race war that he believes is coming, which he might be right, is coming, right? So that's what he wants to do. That's his motive. That's his objective. And he's shooting, as far as I can tell, people that are not black. So thus, they're having this hate crime talk. It'll be interesting to see what the charges are. It'll be interesting to see how they charge him. It'll be interesting to see what happens as a result of this quote-unquote suspect getting into custody now. And it will be interesting to see where this goes as it relates to how they defend the subways. Again, these are subways that I easily trespass into, all right? That many people trespass into. And that other people can say that it's safe now because he's in custody, but it's never been safe to ride the subway. Hell, you know what? You take your life into your own hands before the pandemic. Before the pandemic, you took your life into your own hands. They don't check backpacks like they should. With people that ride legitimately, that don't trespass, they don't do what they're supposed to do. And I'm not talking about racial profiling here. I'm talking about checking everyone's backpack, even that school kid that's coming from school. Everyone's. I'm talking about having metal detectors to make sure no one has any knives or sharp objects. The subways have never been safe. Homeless people have been forced to use it as their home because it's cold outside or too hot. This is always been the issue in New York, save the fact the subways themselves are old and rickety. And you know what? You could die at any moment just based on a train derailment or a single light not working or get stuck in a tunnel forever without a good meal or a piss. These are all issues that have all existed for some time in the subway system. And then the pandemic comes and people don't wear masks because they didn't see people die in New York the way they died. And they're killing you softly with their breath as they sit next to you. And you have no alternative except the fact that if you want to stand and, I don't know, go stand by other folks that are not wearing masks. It's all too much. It's been too much for way too long. And that's the issue. So they wonder why ridership's just at 60%. Well, I'm not sure anybody's going to be clamoring to come back after this arrest. I know I won't. I'll have my ass on a bus until they start shooting those up too. And as far as that black angry man that is also a talk show listener, I'm going to start looking at everybody with a third eye because you have no idea what's coming from whoever. And it's sad that I can't just trust black people to do the things that we've always done. I don't know, like stereotypically be a drug dealer. I don't know. I'm not worrying about them so much because if I'm not buying drugs or I don't owe a pusher man, then I'm probably going to be okay. But that's not even okay anymore. I'm not laughing. I'm saying that this is problematic in so many ways. I hate the fact that this was a black man. I hate it. And I know you hate it too, because I just was just like, man. But the fact is, he did not do this because he's just stupid. He's just the same old niggers that we've seen with guns that have shot up people because they're having a turf war over drugs. He's the same old nigger that's just, he's just a drug dealer and he just wanted to shoot up some people, or he's a drug user and he was high and he was just geeked out and he didn't know what he was doing, or he was just robbing for some drugs and that's what, you know, niggers do and da da da. It wasn't any of that. It was a greater purpose, clearly, by looking at these YouTubes. We're not going to play them. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm just going to say they exist for your entertainment or horror. And you can look at them for yourself. And when they denied when he first was spoken about that he was intelligent enough to be a terrorist, I said, something doesn't seem right to me. And then they said, oh, he's black. And I was like, oh, shit. But I understand why now they're saying that he's not a terrorist and that he's not intelligent. They're denying that of him because they didn't want to give it to him because he looks like what he describes. Niggers that need to be enslaved or out of this country or subjugated or both. That's what he talked about. And boy, a lot of us think the same thing, that's what racist whites have always wanted, the subjugation and death and or incarceration at the very least of black people in this country. We talk about it every single day on this show. And we talk about it every single day on other shows and amongst ourselves. He's just one of the people bringing it to light, and he's bringing us to light too. And with that light comes much scrutiny. Guys, I've had fun, but I gotta run. If I'm not here, I'm there. There is ReadingNewsReview.com on the World Wide Web. Reading like Otis. Sitting on the dock of the bay, baby. NewsReview.com on the World Web. Yes, it's my family. No, it's not my money, which means I'm back here waiting for you. After 4 p.m. with more of Reading News Review Unrestricted.